Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Where's Jeff, Bob?
He was in the hallway. I don't know.
Linchpin of this whole segment.
Yes.
50-minute mark coming up, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at Awaken180weightloss.com. Limits, do you have a choice for that?
I think that the texters have dubbed me as social media's biggest loser for my Barry Bonds opinion.
So I love your Barry Bonds.
I thought you were winning that one.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you,
Bob. I didn't agree with it, but I'm just saying, I thought the texters agreed with you more.
I thought he made the whole show with his Barry Bonds opinion. Jeff?
I've got a quick question for you guys. How many number 32 Mavericks jerseys are we going to see this year with flag on them?
A million.
A million.
Yeah?
A million.
Do you guys buy into the fact that he's the next Bird, that he's going to be that type of player?
He seems like he can be. I mean, he's only 18 years old, and
here's the thing with him.
His elevation, he could run he could do everything at 6'9". Is that what he is, 6'9"?
Yeah. When Kyrie Irving returns from his knee injury, he's going to have two Hall of Famers who can still play.
Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving. And people will forget about Doncic for at least a little bit, I think, down in Dallas.
They might have a better year than the Lakers.
Doncic has lost a lot of weight, though. He seems to be very committed.
Yeah. I mean, AD's got a lot of qualities that Cooper Flagg does.
Yeah.
It's just he can't stay healthy.
Right. That's the problem. Jeff, you have treats for us, don't you?
So we have the 25 best players since 2000 Pitt football. How many can you guys name?
Well, let's go 1, 2, 3, and then 3, 2, 1. So Limits, you get two in a row, and we'll see how many we can name before we go wrong. Bob, you go first, and he'll check them off.
I'll take Aaron Donald.
I'll take Larry Fitzgerald.
I'll take Shady McCoy.
You get another pick, Limits. It's a snake draft.
And I'll take Kenneth Pickett.
Oh, up until that point, they were right in a row.
I'll take Darrell Revis. Thank you, Jeff.
I'm going to take... Wait a minute. You haven't given me a chance here.
Come on, Joe. We have a radio show to run here.
I'll take James Conner.
Great pick, Bob. I'll take Tyler Palko.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
What?
Nope.
There's another Tyler you could pick if you wanted to, and he'd be on your list.
I will take that, Tyler. Give me Tyler Boyd.
Yes.
Holy bird follicles, Jeff. Tyler Palko led them to the Fiesta Bowl one year and had a high-powered offense under Walt Harris. All right, I'm stalling for time. HB Blades.
Yes.
That's a good pick.
Thank you, Bob.
I'm going to go Jordan Addison.
Yes.
He has to be, right?
Has to be. Yep.
Brian O'Neill.
Yes.
Wow.
There we go.
You have two here.
Okay, Brian O'Neill, and I'm also going to say, there was another name that was on the tip of my tongue, and I can't remember.
Wrong.
Is Baldwin, the wide receiver, early 2000s on the list?
No.
Jonathan Baldwin.
Whoa, that's a rough one.
Is it my turn?
No. You're trying to usurp my turn, Bob. It's a snake draft. Antonio Bryant.
Yes.
Thank you.
I had that coming, but I'll take, Deion Lewis?
Yes.
He's on it? Okay.
I got a good one. Our very close friend, Doran Dickerson.
I was wondering when that was going to come up and if you guys were going to be sitting there going, I don't know who, and Doran would be available.
I thought about saying it.
Doran Dickerson, an All-American.
Yeah.
I might add. Limits, it's your turn.
Well, you stole my thunder going to say Doran at that point, but...
You said you were going to say it earlier.
Deion Lewis?
Bob said
it. I did that.
Bob already said Deion. Okay. There's another offensive lineman.
I got a guy. Maybe now we could just do it randomly.
Sure, that works.
Just blurt things out randomly. How many more do we have to go?
Kalijah Kancey.
Good pick.
Great pick.
He has to be because he was right?
Yep.
Wait. Scott McKillop.
Yes.
Yes, he should be on the list.
Ben Sauls.
Yes. No. Oh, Ben Sauls should be
no
on the list.
No kicker love.
Why don't we like kickers?
Wait.
Kickers are so
what
important.
What about the guy who won the game at Clemson?
Chris Blewett.
Chris Blewett.
He can't be on there if Sauls isn't on there.
Ray Graham.
Ray Graham is a good pick.
Honorable. All those guys Rod that Rutherford. You just mentioned were honorable mentions.
Prince El Brockenbro. Nate Byam.
Nate Byam could be on the list. He was on my mind.
Honorable mention.
Greg Romeus.
Honorable
Shawn
mention.
Shante Spencer.
No.
The safety used to crush people. Elijah Fields.
Elijah Fields, right.
No?
No, because he didn't have a great – I mean, he came in with all kinds of hype.
I know.
There's a number of
Jeff
defensive
Ota.
Ends. You're
Jeff
missing.
Ota.
There, that's one.
Oh,
yes.
I got
defensive
one, Bob.
Ends.
Jeff Ota. Defensive
there's a number
ends.
Of defensive
oh,
ends.
The guy who used to crush people yeah. a couple of years ago. Who? What was his name, Bob? Limits.
The guy that used to crush people? You need a little bit more detail than that.
No,
Paris
defensive
Ford?
End. No,
Dream.
Defensive
ends.
Defensive
ends. Dream?
Dream.
Oh, the guy who threw somebody through a window.
Oh, there's that, but.
Who threw the guy through the window?
Yes.
I remember that situation.
You
I don't
might
remember
say,
the name.
You might say he sheared the glass.
Oh, Jabbar Sheard. Sheard. Cleveland Brown fame.
Yeah.
After Pittsburgh.
He was defensive player of the year in the Big East.
His coach, Wani, was also very defensive about any questions
oh,
asked about
oh, oh, you're right about that.
Jabbar Sheard.
Yeah. Is there another one defensive
end?
There is
another
a,
defensive end?
Yes. There's a couple.
Why can't I think of them, Jeff?
He
I'm
might
having
be
a block also.
A dream weaver.
Rashad Weaver.
Rashad Weaver.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dreamweaver.
There were two other defensive
Bob,
linemen.
Can you finish that song?
I forget that. I don't know.
There were two other defensive linemen that
try
have come
it.
Through.
Just try Dream.
Dream.
I believe Weaver, you can,
I believe
take, me
you
the
can take me through the night. Right, that's not it. That's
yeah, it is. That's no, that's the wrong lyrics. How many
Jalen
more?
Jalen Twyman.
Nah.
I wouldn't have come up with his
I
name. But,
I
but I.
How many more do we have to go?
Seven.
Seven more
wow.
players?
Yep.
This is embarrassing, Bob.
How many did we need the name?
I got one, Jeff. Clint Session.
No.
Ben DiNucci.
No.
yeah, I mean, he was good.
Nate Peterman.
There's a guy playing.
Eli,
no.
Eli Holstein.
No. There's a guy playing in the NFL that's played with the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Oh, a guy Jordan Whitehead.
Yes.
Nice yeah. pick, Bob. Real nice.
I forgot about him.
There's
he's
another
from
guy.
Beaver County area. I should know that.
If I say this play, his name should immediately come to your guy's mind. Jet sweep.
Oh, the Henry
guy.
Henry.
Devin. Ah! What was his name? Henderson.
Quadri Henderson.
Quadri Henderson. What about Henry Hynoski because of what he went? You said jet sweep. I thought of a guy who has all those abilities just run around.
We said Shady. We said Dion. Was Ray Graham on the list? No.
No.
What about the guy from TJ that kept hitting himself in the head with his helmet?
All right.
Nate
no.
Danielson.
No, but TJ Clemmings is on the list.
He is?
Okay.
Is this a list you just put together?
It's a list that of the 20.
Bob, you're asking personal questions.
It has been a consulted list.
A consulted list. Okay. I think we got most of them.
Let me give you the rest.
Yes. Is Pat Bostic on the list?
We still have four more minutes left. I want you to give us clues.
Man. Fourth in Pitt history in sacks. Second team All-American.
What? What years? Brandon.
He had a 5-sack game.
What years? Who was his coach?
Might be a certain mustachioed man.
Wani. A sack artist.
Second team All-American.
Under Wani. And it wasn't Jabbar Sheard. It wasn't Greg Romeus?
No.
I don't know. I give up.
I give up.
Juan
too.
Price.
Oh, that's a good
I remember
one.
His name Price. Now that you said it. But
that's a real good one.
There's a lot of these as you're going through. I didn't write down the year to be
I'm going to get the next one. Give me a clue.
Punter.
Oh, ooh. Lee.
Andy Lee.
Andy Lee. Great call, Bob.
Punter, you didn't give the kicker
but
any
no,
credit.
Ben Sauls.
How come they have none? Ben Sauls was
no,
one of
Chris
the most
Blewett?
Accurate.
Actually, Alex Kessman was better than both of them, stat-wise.
Yeah, but Chris...
You wouldn't have guessed that, Joe.
Sauls.
Huh?
Holy horse.
Now, if
follicles.
You're talking about two games, Sun Bowl, Sauls, Blewett, Clemson.
Yeah.
Billy
if you're
Stull.
Talking about moments.
Billy Stull.
Billy Stull.
I thought he was good.
He was good.
He was. Now, there's two more that are on the list.
What positions?
Center and linebacker. The center is as much for the story and number of games.
I remember who he was.
And being a all-conference every
Stumpy
year.
Stumpy was his nickname. No, Gimp. What was his nickname?
Stumpy and Gimpy.
Gimpy. I interviewed the guy for the Seibel show.
He got to know Kenny very Gimpy. Intimately.
Oh, he's the guy that didn't call me back on Kenny's draft day.
Oh, Jimmy Morrissey didn't
Jimmy
call
Morrissey.
You back.
Jimmy Morrissey. That's exactly right. Yeah.
And then one more. All right. Do you guys want Clemson?
So that game against Clemson.
I know who it was. I know who it was. It was
Gimpy,
a fullback, wasn't
linebacker.
It?
Quadri Olison.
Linebacker, Clemson.
I can't think of it. I only think of
recent.
Recent?
Baldonado.
No. Linebacker, Clemson, recent, NFL.
Trenton Simpson
Tampa
for Clemson.
Tampa Bay.
Oh. Oh, crap.
I can't think of his name.
You
I know,
wouldn't
I
call
know.
Him a madam, but maybe a sir.
Oh, sir.
Servassier Dennis.
Yes, Servassier Dennis.
Dennis the Menace.
Jeez, I mean, we
I
had
thought
him
we did
in
pretty good
three
Bob.
Different times, but I couldn't remember.
Now we're boiling in a vat of shame. Thank you, Jeff.
Sir,
that
was,
that was
yeah.
great.
Yeah, that was fun.
I loved that.
Thank you, Jeff.
What
Thank
was your
you
favorite Pitt game? 13-9 or just 43-42 or the first Penn State
I would say
win.
Clemson only, well, it depends on how you look at it. Upsetting West Virginia always has its
What about the
spot.
Penn State upset here?
Yeah, but
the,
I think doing Clemson down
yes,
Death was, Valley, if you do that where they were ranked and everything, that's.
Who saw that coming?
Yeah,
not me, but I'm not going to overcomplicate it. It's 13-9.
Yeah. And I feel bad because Crowley asked me this morning, like, what's the loudest stadium I ever heard? And I said, Milan Puskar that day. And then it was the quietest stadium I ever heard.
I agree with that.
I mean, except for a few Pitt fans.
What a night it was.
Unbelievable.
A night that shall live in infamy for Adam Crowley. Sunny today and a high of James Harrison, 92. Sounds like good weather for Bob to golf, but I'm going to be on the tee in an
I'm
hour and a half.
I'm not going to be golfing, but you are.
I'm headed out to Totter Ridge.
There's a major traffic jam on going out that way, though. I didn't want to spoil your day, but I just did.
Is there?
No, just kidding.
Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Did I take care of all my...
No.
What?
What's cooking?
Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester. And Joe, what time is it?
I already did the time
I don't think
thing.
You did.
Yes, I did.
Do
I
it
did.
Again.
I don't think you did, Joe. I would have remembered that.
All right. It's 1:50. Time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums. 724-443-5610. And I did the 50-minute mark. Don't
yes,
even
you did.
Tell me I didn't. Love you, Limits.
Love you. See you tomorrow.
Thanks. Have
Always.
A great round of golf.
See Thanks, guys.
When we see you.
Hit them well.
Oh, you won't see me tomorrow.
No, I won't see you tomorrow. Joe is off tomorrow.
I'm at the Colony Starkey Classic, the golf classic at Foxburg.
I would hope you'd remember
That's
your own classic.
That's a great golf course, by the way, right? That's one of those historic places. You will thoroughly enjoy it. Good night.
Good night.
I would have enjoyed it more if you had taken up your invitation, Bob.
I can't.
Tomorrow is the NHL draft. The Penguins will have the 11th and 12th picks.
You're homesick?
He has to call in. No, he wants you to call in sick.
Oh, I could do that. I'm sorry, Limits. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. The Penguins have the 11th and 12th pick in the first round of the draft. That's tomorrow. The 2nd to 7th rounds will be on Saturday at noon. More headlines are at 937thefan.com. That's where you can find everything great that Jeff has written. For more, go to 937thefan.com. PMT next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.